This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Citigroup will pay almost $600 million to settle a lawsuit brought by its own shareholders. The complaint dates back to before the financial crisis. Investors said Citi concealed its exposure to risky mortgage assets. Earlier this week, we learned the SEC is investigating Ally Financial for its own mortgage practices around that time. Suddenly, it's like the chickens of 2007 and 2008 are finally coming home to roost. Our New York reporter Mark Garrison is here to talk about it. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Jeff.
So wrap up the Citigroup settlement for us.
Well, it's among the biggest settlements tied to the economic crisis. And as you know, Citi lost a fortune in the housing bust. We're talking $27.5 billion in 2008. This hammered its stock, which to this day is, you know, still at a fraction of its value before the crisis. So investors sued, saying Citi was not honest about all the toxic mortgage assets that were actually on its books. They used pretty strong language, calling Citi's accounting a, quote, quasi-Ponzi scheme. So this settlement is essentially Citi saying to investors, here's $590 million. We're not saying we did anything wrong, but let's just all move on.
4 years, 5 years now after the financial crisis, why does it feel like we're just now getting around to addressing a lot of the legal issues around it?
Well, the reality is these cases are so complex, they can take 4 or 5 years or more to play out. I mean, the Citigroup case, for example, it had 40 million pages of documents to review. And we know these
Wow.
mortgage-backed securities, they were often just so complicated that people buying and selling them didn't even understand them. So you can imagine how it's going to take some time for lawyers and litigators to look at those and find out what's going on. And the Ally case, I think the bottom line there is that the Securities and Exchange Commission and other watchdogs, they're still investigating. We're not done.
One thing we've also heard is it can be complicated to determine what's civil or criminal liability and what's just bad investment choices.
Well, look, Jeff, all investments carry risk, whether it's these exotic collateralized debt obligations we've been talking about or just plain old stocks and bonds. So these cases basically turn on whether the companies misled investors. Did they tell them everything they knew about the risks they were taking, the quality of the investments they were offering, so investors could actually make a good choice, or were they just keeping them in the dark?
Mark Garrison, thanks a lot.
Thank you.